This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, it's totally ridiculous that Trump has to ban the funding, if you think about it, of illegal immigrants, services, welfare, transportation, rent, health and human services. Last week, Lee, we learned $20 billion plus.
Yeah.
You can't even get this from the federal government. Matching payments, so if you want to go to college—
As a U.S. citizen, you can't.
You just pay for them.
Yeah.
Matching benefits. So if you want to send your kid to college as an illegal immigrant, they'll match you dollar for dollar. You want to buy a car, they'll match you dollar for dollar. You want to start a business, they'll match you dollar for dollar. You want to buy a house, they'll match you dollar for dollar. That was last week. And then on top of that, you are eligible for up to $15,000 business loans as an illegal from the federal government, forgivable. On top of the matching, you know, I said I had a text, like a year and a half ago from a guy, and he said, I don't understand it. You know, I'm a contractor, struggle to pay my equipment. He said, I had to take a loan to buy it. I struggle to pay it every month. And he said, I don't understand. My equipment is older. These illegal immigrants, he said, they're going down the road in brand new cars. They're hauling brand new state-of-the-art equipment behind them. He said, how is this happening? They don't even speak English. He's like, they just got here. We just found the money. And that stuck in my head because I've seen that too. And I'm like, how is this happening? And he was right. He was right. Something is wrong. And he said, they're beating me in these bids. And just to do basic work, everything from lawn care, bricklaying, stuff like that. And he's like, they're in every, all of it. They're pushing Americans out. Well, that's because Uncle Sam gave him a leg up at your expense. I mean, to me, the most outrageous one was the credit repair money. Up to $1,500 cash from Health and Human Services, only if you're an illegal, to repair your credit. I guess you could buy a house, which again, then they match you dollar for dollar on the down payment. That must be nice.
Why would somebody from another country not come here?
I mean, you'd have to be crazy.
I know. I mean, it's like this is fulfilling what Biden was talking about, this unending wave of immigration. Not that there's anything wrong with immigration. That's not, we're never saying that. But what we're saying is when you entice people to come here illegally and you give them all of this stuff.
Yeah, you and I almost never talk about immigration.
No.
No. I mean, I've got HB1 visa questions, but I'm not happy with. They're crowding out too many American engineers. But I mean, other than that, no. I mean, this is illegal immigration.
Right.
See, that's my point. This is illegal.
Right.
Okay. So when you do these, when federal agencies do these things, I want somebody to say this. They're breaking the law. You are colluding with a criminal to break the law. You are aiding and abetting.
Yes.
We understand this perfectly when it's a bank robbery.
Right.
Well, this is a bank robbery. We're being robbed.
Yeah. The bank of us.
Yes, by federal employees and illegals. And you know why they're doing this? They're doing this to keep them here, despite the fact there are not enough jobs for them and us. They know they'll go right home. They won't stay, get embedded in our society, and vote Democrat, hopefully, in their opinion, one day after the amnesty. And let me tell you what, Democrats ever get control of the House and the Senate and the presidency again with enough votes to do it, amnesty is going to be the first thing on a docket. And we're going to have a one-party system. That's why these funds are hidden throughout the government. This is why Trump, After finding out about these outrages last week, this is just one Health and Human Services program. Lee, that's not even, that doesn't even count to one in FEMA, the $1 billion paying for their hotels, their meals. What does that tell you? They can't make it here without your help because, again, there's not enough jobs for us. That's going to come out in the coming months, by the way. They're going to begin, I'm telling you, they're going to begin telling you the truth about the jobs. Most of them were fake. There aren't even enough jobs for us, never mind the illegals. That's been one of the big lies of the Biden era. And they have to pay all their bills to keep them here. They have to do extraordinary things like give them $1,500 to clear up their credit, which just means pay their bills off to keep them. You cut that money off. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Trump is going to announce, you know, once this money dries up and they're like, oh no, I can't get a job. I don't speak the language. I haven't bothered to learn it. My sugar daddy's gone. Joe Biden's out of here. They're going to want to leave. Trump, what? Mark my words. They are going to line up to get on the free flights Trump will give them. We've now got the Coast Guard flying them out. We've got the Pentagon flying them out. They had like, I forget what it was the other day. So I was like Bureau of the Interior plane. I didn't even know they had planes. They're flying them out. They're going to line up and deport themselves. Trust me on this.
Well, you've heard what's going on at these immigration detention centers around the border. They're about to be shut down. They're not needed.
Nobody's going through.
Exactly. They're not needed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Do you remember the scam that the Biden administration and Senator Lankford, whose ugly face I just saw on Fox News, want to slap him? He was the one who he's a Republican, co-sponsored that stupid legislation that said, oh, hey, yeah, we'll secure the border. And it would have required any future president to let in 3,000 illegals a day.
Oh, yeah, that crazy.
Yeah. And then after that, he could do border enforcement.
Right, yeah.
And the Democrats tried to claim, oh, well, if Trump hadn't scuttled that bill, well, we could have closed the border. Well, guess what? We didn't need to let 3,000 illegals permanently in. We didn't need to do that. Good thing Trump scuttled it.
And it wasn't closing the border anyway.
No, it was leaving it open. It was a lie and a shell game. And they got Lankford, I don't know what they offered him. They got him to go along with it. He should never come back to the Senate. He should be primaried and thrown out for that, you know, set of lies. And Mitt Romney was out there lying about it, too. Well, it goes to show you, wow, Trump this whole time could have just shut the whole thing down 3 weeks. I mean, in these, the list of these, I tweeted this out the other day, the list of these is unbelievable. That we're finding, you know, what was in these, here, I've got it right here. Okay, $81 million for the shelters in New York City. Pima County, Arizona shelter there, this is annual, $40 million. Jewish Family Services of San Diego, they just shut this one down because nobody's going through. That's $22 million a year. They had 100 employees there just processing illegal immigrants. And I understand why they got to process now, Lee, because, I mean, they got to help them get hooked up with the housing grants. Oh, I forgot Health and Human Services. They have rent assistance, too, if you're not ready to buy your home on the taxpayer dime. So, I mean, they got to get them hooked up with all these programs of free stuff. City of Los Angeles, another shelter there, $21 million. So, I mean, that's just FEMA, just 2024 fiscal year report. And we haven't found the half of it. And this is why Trump has now put this executive order out.
And all this proves the fact that Joe Biden was lying when he said that he had to get Congress to approve something for him to do anything on the border. Mm-hmm. Trump is already doing what Biden could have done if he wanted to. There is no further congressional action that has been taken on the border that I'm aware of that has any impact on what's going on right now. All of this is just getting rid of the executive orders and changing the policy that Joe Biden had in effect, going back to the previous Trump era policies that we had to begin with. That's all that's happened. That's all that's happened. There was no congressional, you know, ordinances that needed to be passed. Congress didn't need to do anything. Biden could have done every bit of this. He absolutely, as usual, positively lied about what he could or couldn't do. And Trump's proved it.
And again, for John Cornyn, who has condemned none of this, and all he's got is what I think what Trump's doing is unconstitutional. And I'd love to know what pushed him over the edge yesterday. Was it cutting off the money to the illegals? Was that what pushed him over the edge? Or was it the fact that Trump issued that executive order saying, look, I'm getting rid of all the independent agencies. I'm disbanding all of the committees that are making these funding decisions at these agencies. This is a crisis. And it is. And when we see what's been funded, including terrorists in violation of the law, as I documented earlier in this broadcast, we got to pull this all back. We got to sit in the White House and fix this. We cannot trust these people embedded in government. And finally, Cornyn cracks. This is what gets him upset. And you know what is so obnoxious? These people, Lee, don't care if you can't afford groceries. I mean, we just learned last week, inflation is back. Trump addressed that in the interview with Hannity, but most specifically food inflation. And these senators are so psychopathic, they're not moved by that at all. In fact, Lindsey Graham's like, here, let's just borrow and print another $350 billion. Yeah, we got more. We'll just add more. They're not listening. Yeah, let's fund Ukraine through 2030. I'm not sure if the Ukraine war is going to be going in 90 days, Lindsey. But he wants to lock it in. Of course, all of it with no oversight of where the money goes. Oh, by the way, did you see that DOGE is going to audit the Ukrainian money?
Good.
That'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
Wonder if Stacey Abrams got any of that. I know I did, and I've been doing it wrong this whole time. You know what? We need to schedule a staff meeting. We need our own NGOs.
Exactly.
We could call it Fund for Responsible Journalism. Does that sound good?
There you go. Why not?
Yeah. We'll censor some people we don't like on the side for extra cash. We'll get millions. It'll be great.
And we'll try to spread it around the world.
Right. Oh. I think that ship sailed, by the way. Oh, Natalie Winter's out, National Pulse, with this report. 86% of the censorship grants that went for censoring Americans and others all around the world were launched under Joe Biden. So the Democrat Party truly was the party of totalitarian censorship at war with the Bill of Rights. You could quantify it right there with that 86% number.